But it can also translated as close by. Upavasa in relation means to remain during this day close by Krishna. See, we as Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we take a little prasadam, except for grains, we take and dal, we take really everything, it's not so difficult, but what we want to do is, instead of fasting completely, we want to remain near to Lord Krishna. Someone may fast on Ekadasi entirely, but if his mind always tells him food, 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 eat, 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 yedan, 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 in Manoharji's language, then such a person may have some fasting effect in his life, but the main point of Ekadasi, that is being close to Krishna, is not observed. This little point actually introduces us to the main point of Krishna consciousness. The main point of Krishna consciousness is that in our mind we are near to Krishna. If we are just externally doing something, even something which is beneficial, like fasting, if our mind is not fixed and our mind is absent, there is not much benefit. To engage the mind in Krishna, or to fix up the mind with Krishna, is really meaning the meaning of being close to Krishna. In Germany we have a saying, it's better to live outside the temple and think of the temple than to live in the temple and think of outside of the temple. We have coined this phrase from the Christian saying. It is we are not the originators of the saying. The Christians say it's better to be outside of the church and think of the church than to be inside of the church and think of the outside world, maybe the red light district or something. Hare Krishna. I think it's a very nice point. It's better to eat a feast on Ekadasi and think of Krishna than to fast and think of food the whole day. Huh? This is our translation of this subject matter into the realm of Ekadasi. And this little point teaches us the prime focus in our spiritual life should be the mind. What are you thinking of? Where is your mind? If your mind is, if you live in the temple, but your mind is outside of the temple, let us not be so detailed and say what can be. I mean, then it's not really that you have gained the goal of Krishna consciousness. In the scriptures, it is said, "Smartavya satatam Vishnu, vismartavyo najatuchit." Sarva viti nishedasyur etayo eva kinkaya. To always think of Vishnu and to never forget Vishnu, that is the goal. All the rules and regulations are servants to this one principle. Our movement is called not the International Movement for Living in a Certain Address, but our movement is called the International Movement for Krishna Consciousness. It refers to the mind which has to be fixed in Krishna service. Jai Govinda is smiling. The prime factor in the spiritual life is the mind. Let us read about Ambarish Maharaj, wonderful devotional service. Ambarish Maharaj, as you all know, was a king and lived in Mathura. He was ruling there near to Krishna's place of pastimes, and the Bhagavatam extols Ambarish Maharaj as the great bhakta of Krishna. It describes how he engaged himself throughout the day, and it's interesting that it first refers to what Ambarish Maharaj was thinking, not what he was doing. In describing Ambarish Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami placed more value on what he was thinking than what he was doing. Therefore he first said, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vacham Sivai Kunta Guna Nuvanave Karo Hare Mandira Majanadishu Shrutim Chakarachuta Sat Katodaye Mukundalinga Rayadashana Drisho Tatbritya Gatra Spashengam Sangamam Granam Chatat Pada Saroja Smar Saurabe Srimatulasya Rasanam Tadapite Pado Hare Chetra Padanu Sarpane Shiro Hrishikesha Pada Bivandane Gamam Shadasyena Tukama Kamyaya Yato Tamashloka Janashrayadati. Would you like to hear Maharaj Ambarish's schedule? Good. King Ambarish fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. He engaged his words in describing the abode of the Lord. He talked about Vaikuntha. His hands engaged in cleansing the temple of the Lord. His ears in hearing the pastimes of the Lord. His eyes in seeing the form of the Lord. His body in touching the body of the devotee. This means he lived in the association of devotees. His nostrils in smelling the flavor of the flowers offered to the lotus feet of the Lord. His tongue in tasting the tulasi leaves offered to him. His legs in traveling to the holy place where his temple is situated. His head in offering obeisances unto the Lord. And his desires, Ambarish Maharaj engaged his desires in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. All these qualifications made him fit to become a Madhupala devotee of the Lord. So, yes, to live near to the Lord, Upavasa, means to be related in bhakti to the Lord. And this starts really with the Om is a Yugoslavian word for mind. The mind must come close to the Lord. This, of course, is only possible when you don't have illicit sense enjoyment, something unlawful sense enjoyment. When the activities are impure, the mind will also be naturally impure. This is why it is why in our movement, when we are initiated in Krishna consciousness, we give promises to follow certain rules and regulations which keep us on the track so that we do not engage in activities which will pollute our mind and will obstruct our natural course of thinking of Krishna always and not forgetting him. I found out that it's very impossible for devotees in Krishna conscious society who have a already given up the gross sinful activities which will pollute the mind, to give up having problematic relationships with each other, blaspheming devotees or having a troublesome relationship with devotees will very much pollute the mind. I think you have made experiences of this. If you, one can think from morning till evening about these troublesome relationships and then be unable to fix the mind on Krishna. We are discussing here how to upavasa, live near to the Lord. Huh? This is how to come close to Krishna. And we have so far discussed that it's important that you become close to the Lord, not so much by fasting or external activities, as you come close by being, let me say, by... in your mind, like purifying your mind. Now, I would like to raise a question for all of you. How do you think it is possible to be close to the Lord? Do you want to be close to the Lord? Yes, we want. There is a philosophical problem in being close to the Lord, because we are made of matter. I mean, not essentially, yes, but at the moment we are so much covered by matter. How will that which is so material be close to the Lord? I was a little bit thinking about this when I visited the rich people of Mumbai during this time. The rich people of Mumbai have all servants for everything they do. They may live in a big bungalow which is 9 stories high, and the servant has to live somewhere in the bottom, in the little servant hole. And never will the servant be able to be close to the master. It's just not possible. Maybe he can serve him, but he will not be able to eat on the same table and to do the same activities as the master. So my question to you is, how will we, who are so materially covered, ever be close to Radha Gopinath? He seems to be totally, Shishi Radha Gopinath, are very clearly in a transcendental dimension. We know they are there, but we also sometimes feel, my dear Lord, please reveal yourself to my eyes. I cannot see you with these eyes. I'm too covered. Isn't it, don't we sometimes, when we have darshan, we feel so happy that the Lord has come before our eyes in the deity form. And we also know that he will never be a member of this world. He is always on the transcendental platform, beyond birth and death, on the other side of birth and death. So how can we become close to him? It is described in our philosophy, and you will be very happy to hear, that initiation is meant to bring a devotee close to the Lord. There is a very nice sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, 4th chapter, text 192, which will make us think, because it really says, talks about the real initiation. Initiation is that which brings us to Krishna. Now, I'm just seeing, I would like to read to you from Prabhupada's purport. So can someone quickly get Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, 4th chapter, Antya, 194. You have an idea where it is, Jayabhadra? Antya Lila 4, and if you can remember the verse, 194. 194. Good. There is a very important shloka which will somehow explain to you why initiation is possible, so important, and what real initiation is. I think most of you are initiated, and it is good on this day, Harivasara, a day which is close to the Lord, to think very deeply about this. Let me chant this to you in the original Bengali. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samapan, sei kale Krishna tare kare atma sam. At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders unto the service of the Lord, Krishna accepts him or makes him as good as himself. When a devotee's body is thus transformed into a spiritual existence, the word is Chit Ananda Maya, the devotee in that transcendental body renders service to the lotus feet of the Lord. What this means really with initiation, it's sometimes described to be a second birth, a new birth. We are brought to a level where we can be close to Krishna, where we can be near to Krishna, because by this initiation we are spiritualized, our existence is transformed. Thank you very much. Thank you extremely much. At the time of, let us read, at the time of initiation, a devotee gives up all his material conceptions. Therefore, being in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is situated on the transcendental platform. Thus, having attained knowledge and the spiritual platform, he always engages in the service of the spiritual body of Krishna. When one is freed from material connections in this way, his body immediately becomes spiritual and Krishna accepts his service. However, Krishna does not accept anything from a person with a material conception of life. When a devotee no longer has any desire for material sense gratification, in his spiritual identity he engages in the service of the Lord, for his dormant spiritual consciousness awakens. This awakening of spiritual consciousness makes his body spiritual, and thus he becomes fit to render service to the Lord. Yeah. So this is a very, very interesting purport. It is, if you want to read it yourself, Antya Leela, chapter 4, it's a purport to text 194. It says, at the time of initiation, a devotee changes his concepts. He becomes fully free from the material concept. That's why he has the name Haridasa instead of Herman or Hermine. He now is no longer Herman or Hermine. He is Krishnadas or Haridas or Hari Devi Dasi. Wow! This means a change in identity. It's described by the name. Now, all of us who are already initiated, that's almost everyone here in this room, we should reflect about this. Coming close to Krishna is not a matter really of something external. You have to change your material concepts. And you need to purify the mind for that, to be close to Lord Krishna. The problem is that most of us in this world are surrounded by matter, and we exchange every day with material objects. We do not have an exchange with Krishna so much. And what happens when you have an exchange with material objects? You always become attached. Hare Krishna. This is, you know, when you have contact with the material energy and you are not in elevated Krishna consciousness, your mind and senses will become attached to the material energy. The process of Krishna consciousness is to help a devotee exchange with Krishna and become attached to Krishna. We all eat prasadam, and we all have become attached to prasadam. We all like to dance and hear nice melodies, so therefore we have kirtan in the morning and we chant and dance in the association of devotees. We do so many things so that our senses, which were previously attached to the material energy, can become attached to the spiritual energy. A devotee who wants to quickly advance will therefore engage his senses as quickly as possible and as completely as possible in Krishna's service to become attached to Krishna. Now it's very interesting to note, to become attached to Krishna is best possible by becoming attached to a devotee of Krishna. In the Bhagavatam we hear prasangam acharan pasham atmano kavayo vidu. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door to liberation. I'm reminded very much of the time when devotees had this personal association with Srila Prabhupada. We were in Mumbai and we heard a little of the devotees. The devotees were telling me, telling us, everyone, there was this about things which showed how much attached they were to Srila Prabhupada. There was this one devotee, yes, he told how they were going by train from Amritsar to Mumbai. And Prabhupada said, I would like to have a rice. It was on the train. So Yamuna and Kaushalya went to cook rice on the driving train. It's almost an impossibility. They went to the conductor and said, our Guru Maharaj wants to eat rice. He said, we are on the train. This is not a restaurant. No, he must have his rice, said Yamuna, and went to, you know, between two wagons, there is this platform which is shifting. If you don't show us how to make rice, I will jump onto the railway tracks and commit suicide. So the conductor thought, this is too much, this crazy Western lady is maybe able to do this. And then he said, wait. And then somehow he found a possibility to maybe have a pot over the coals, or I forgot exactly where. And then Yamuna could make her rice for Srila Prabhupada. This was the level of attachment the devotees had. And they were so attached, they followed Prabhupada just whenever Prabhupada would say something, it was the rule. For instance, on that journey, Prabhupada talked with a man who lived in Delhi, and the man suggested, why not have a temple in Delhi? Prabhupada said, a glorious idea. So at this moment, the train was entering into the Delhi main station. He just said, Gurudas and his wife Yamuna, please open a temple in Delhi immediately. They had just the little time to pack their things in the suitcase, and then when the train was already moving onwards, they were jumping from the moving train into the onto the platform to start a temple in Delhi. They were attached to Srila Prabhupada, and they had no question. They had their love was fixed on Prabhupada, and that's why they came in a short time to a very high state of Krishna consciousness. There was Jagat Purush Prabhu, who gave such a nice talk, who explained to us how the first devotees tried to keep the Mumbai temple, to establish the Mumbai temple. So it was very, very difficult because climate-wise, it was very hot. There were so many mosquitoes and snakes and cockroaches. They had no proper place to be. The bath, the shower rooms were just some bamboo curtain, and they had to get some water. And so one day he was sitting there, totally exhausted, bitten by mosquitoes. He had just finished the cooking for Radha Rasa Bihari, and he was desperate. Have you ever been in Indian heat? It can make you desperate. It can be so hot that you seem to melt, and your brain seems to melt, and then if mosquitoes bite you on top of it, it's just too much. And he was sitting, oh, what to do? I want to serve Prabhupada, but what to do? And this is so impossible. At that time, at this moment, he looked at a picture of Radha Rasa Bihari. And he understood that Radha Rasa Bihari must also be sweating. It's so hot. It is so incredibly hot. And so then he jumped up, took a palm leaf, and began to fan Radha Rasa Bihari. The picture. When he did this, all of a sudden, a wonder happened. A very cool breeze started to develop and took all the hotness from him. He was cooled very freshly. We hear in the Bhagavata, if you serve Lord Krishna, then you will also be taken care of. So what I want to explain with these little stories is, I want to show you, these devotees were truly attached to Srila Prabhupada. They had no material conception, or not much material conception left. And Prabhupada therefore was able to lead them very quickly on a very advanced platform. Imagine you are sweating and you see a picture and think, the Lord is sweating, I must do something. This is very advanced. And then that reciprocation from Krishna, that fanning and so cool, very nice, and so on. This is a very advanced level of Krishna consciousness. It is reciprocation with the Lord. It's living near to the Lord. So you come to this by initiation, and initiation will mean to give up your material conceptions, and so that you can actually live near to the sadhu and live near to the Lord. Let me read to you again the translation of this Prasangam Ajaram Pasham Shloka. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul, but that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door to liberation. So let us not lose our point out of let us remain focused through this lecture. Our subject in this lecture is upavasa, being or living near to the Lord. This is our goal in spiritual life, and we have said so far it is possible only if the mind is close to the Lord. If you are living in your mind, thinking of Krishna. How did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrate Ekadasi, the day where we live close to Krishna? I want to read to you a teaching of Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Matya Lila 8:138. Harivasare Hari Kirtan Vidhana Narityaram Vila Prabhu Jagatera Prana. Lord Chaitanya, the life of the world, would chant Lord Hari's names and dance during the whole of Ekadasi. this is how Lord Chaitanya taught us to be close to the Lord. And actually, when I was thinking of how to spend the week here in Radhadesh, I made a plan for Vannam Yakya. But I did not know that today is Ekadasi. Otherwise we would have done the Nam Yakya today. Now we will have it on Thursday evening. But it doesn't matter. Today we will have something like a Nam Yakya, which is very interesting, a Chaitanya Leela evening, where we hear about Lord Chaitanya. I sometimes think when I hear a lecture like the lecture which I try to give to you this morning, I think, oh, it's nice if we are encouraged to live near to the Lord, but is it really possible? Isn't it in all of us there is this great hope? We want to be very close to Radha Gopinath, but there is also this vision of, oh, Hare Krishna. Like George Harrison explained, I really want to see you. I really want to be with you. Doo-loo-doo-loo. But it takes so long, my Lord. Hare Krishna. You know, my sweet Lord. I think we all sometimes feel like this. I really want to be with you, Dulu. I really want to see you, Dulu. But it takes so long, my Lord. It seems sometimes to be so discouraging. And it takes so long, my Lord. But here in this verse, we should take courage. Yeah. Here it says, Bharat says to his schoolmates, my dear sons of the demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, is the original Supersoul, the father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing him or worshipping him under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always effect. Therefore, there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. The Lord can respond to our endeavors to come close to him because we have a family tie with him. We are his. He will not judge us unfit. He will have his mercy on us. Don't doubt. And to come close to him, really, we have made yesterday, we had a teaching session. That is possible by coming close to the most merciful form of the Lord. In this world, the Lord appears in two forms. One is the Acha Vigraha on the altar, and the second is the form of the holy name. So if we want to come close to the Lord, it is said that the name is more merciful than the form. Because the form, you know, when you serve Radha Gopinath, oh, so many rules are to be kept. And also, he may not always reveal himself, but the holy name reveal himself to any devotee who sincerely chants his glories. Yesterday we talked about this at length to the with the devotees, that Krishna is really seeing our endeavors to chant his holy name, and when he is pleased, and he is easily pleased, then he reveals himself. This is what I wanted to explain today on the Hari Vasara day. Let us make a special endeavor to become free from material concepts on this day, and somehow try to live close to the Lord by chanting his sacred names very happily. Our saintly principle. This Bhaktivedanta College is actually also one of the means to bring us close to the Lord. And, yesterday I have read many of your articles, I think all of your little essays about your realizations, and you have also said something yesterday. It's very, very nice to see that the formula works. You are being brought or catapulted close to the Lord by this hearing about Krishna. Hearing about Krishna, either his holy name or hearing topics about him, is really that which process which brings us fastest possible way close to the Lord. It's therefore the prime focus of devotional service in this world. Shravanam Kirtanam is the most important, and Jiva Goswami says any other activity must be accompanied by this. So on Ekadasi we chant more rounds. We chant 25 rounds. Now I must laugh about 25 rounds because it's so little. But I'm now in the. I used to be when I'm in India. I only chant from morning till evening. 25 rounds is really Hare Krishna. It's really so little. But when you have a busy life of devotion service like we have in the West, it may appear very much. But please don't fail on your 25 rounds. It's very important because it brings us closer to the Lord. This is how we can be close to the Lord. Hare Krishna, I want to end my lecture here. I hope it was relevant for all of you and gave you some nice deep thoughts in Krishna consciousness. Do you have any questions regarding what you have heard?
When you know about Krishna, then there are so many possibilities to serve him. If you open your mind and your work, and you take up one service, and in this way, when you apply to be a close friend, then your mind starts to speak that the person I want, you maybe attract them, or you disturb them, or is this your attract? And what it means, and what you can do?
If you attract a person, or maybe even disturb?
You make something, and you was not looking for them, but your mind starts to speak, and you hear that this person will now attract from you a nice activity, and this person will be envy now if you are disturbed at you, or and then also about what should be the behavior from that person, about fear, the attack, where actually it's an attack on somebody, mind, it's not controlled, it's an attack also for somebody else. And what should be the behavior?
Hare Krishna. You have asked a typical beginner's question. Very. See, in the beginning of our devotional life, we tend to sometimes be a little self-conscious. It is natural. Oh, and we begin to imagine, how do others react and how do others see us in what we do. I remember when I was the first time in a dhoti in Ventura to my old stomping grounds. Means the places where I used to go when I was not in a dhoti, when I was in. I was thinking that the whole big town of Hamburg, Hamburg is a big town in Germany, was looking at me. I was thinking like this. Everyone was noticing me, all my friends, all the band colleagues, all the politicians, the president of Germany was, I was thinking they were all looking at me at my dhoti. But it was not like this. So when we are coming to Krishna consciousness, and we tend to be sometimes a little self-conscious, which is natural for us because we do such an extraordinary thing, but usually it's not that everyone becomes either becomes attracted to us or just becomes disturbed by us. We are ordinary people, we are small people. But if you want to do something to, in order to be, let me say, leave an undisturbed small part of Krishna. Yes, I'm little insignificant by my nature. I'm such an infinitesimal small being. Yes, that will help. Thank you very much. Any other question which you might have at this time?
Is that the same as when
you
go to the
secret
name in the command?
Is that the same when
it's formal ceremony when you receive the name?
Well, it is given together. During initiation, you are you're receiving your spiritual name and the japa mala, which is sanctified. Yes, you receive that and you become a Haridasa. My point in talking about this initiation was that that lifts us on the platform of being coming close to Krishna, but it only works when a devotee really gives up material concepts during the initiation. I must tell you very much that in the old times when we were with, when Prabhupada's presence was there, I mean, Prabhupada was such a wonderful trainer in helping us to leave our material concepts. It was amazing. Sometimes we acted immaturely with this huge power, you know. For instance, I want to tell you my own immaturity. I don't want you to laugh about devotees. You can laugh about me, but I was really being so convinced by Srila Prabhupada that I'm not the body, that in the winter I would not dress in shoes. No need. I'm a spirit soul. Of course I got, now I'm a little sickly because of this. Prabhupada's input in our lives was just so profound that we would leave all our material concepts. And I think it's glorious that the input Prabhupada had. Our own immaturity is not glorious. It is the way we sometimes dealt with this is certainly not glorious. I don't want to say this, but I want to just show you how much Prabhupada was bringing us away from the material platform. It was amazing, his potency. And I think if you want to live in Krishna consciousness, you should sometimes see this style of Prabhupada. The way he preaches is he brings you away from material concepts very fast. And he puts you into a situation in life where you just understand, I need to do service now. I'm a spiritual part of God. I'm his servant. Hari Bol. And then you become active on that spiritual platform. Like the example of Jagat Purush, who is hot, but he feels, no, this is just the body. I'm meant to serve the one who is the Lord of my life, Shri Radha Rasa Bihari, and who goes there and fans him. So glorious. One of the old devotees, I think Shyama Sundar, he said, the way Prabhupada trained us is to be on the edge, to be away from the material concept of life and to engage positively in Krishna's service. And I will read you something from Prabhupada, which is totally on this line. And Prabhupada talks to the devotees in 69. So we have to keep ourselves always in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Then everything is all right. And Prabhupada laughs. Because this is his plan, to put a conditioned soul out of material life and put it into the directly into the spiritual activities, into the fire of Krishna consciousness. Some of us would like to escape the fire, Hari Bol, but then you will not be so happy in your spiritual activities. Prabhupada's spirituality, and he reiterates the whole Krishna conscious philosophy of this, is we must be in the fire of Krishna consciousness, and this fire will transform us more and more, like Ambarish Maharaj, who was engaging all his senses like this. Prabhupada continues. Otherwise it will become dull. That's all. That is the difference between idol worship and deity worship. If there is no life, then it is idol worship, hedonism. And when there is life feeling, where is Krishna? Here is Krishna. Oh, I have to serve Krishna. I have to dress him. I have to serve Radharani. She is here. Oh, I must do it very nicely. And as far as possible, decorate her to the best capacity. In this way, if you always feel Krishna conscious, then you are fire. The same example, keeping with the pyre, fire. Yes. And then Prabhupada, he goes, and it's very moving now. Because the bhakta is offering, Krishna cannot refuse. Yomam bhaktya prayachati. Real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. What you have got, what is your value, and what is the value of your things? It is nothing. Therefore, real thing is bhaktya. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, kindly take it. I have no qualification. I am most rotten, fallen. But, then Prabhupada begins to cry, I have brought the thing for you. Please take it. This will be accepted. Don't be puffed up. Always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you very much. Do you understand how Prabhupada in his training brings us right before Krishna? He says, "Come Manohaji," and you feel like, no, I'm so fallen, I have many plans, and no, come. And he pushes you right before Radha Gopinath. This is his way of dealing. Oh yeah, Yadunandan. Come Yadunandan. Oh, come Nishingapriya. Oh no, I have some interest. Do you understand? Some separate interest. No, come. It is not good for you to play with the dirt. And then come, Jaufili. And it pushes you before Krishna. This is how pure devotee is acting. It's intense, but it works if you allow him to push you. Therefore, the scriptures say, if you are attached to matter, this pulls you down in the material thing. But if you are attached to a sadhu, he pushes you before Krishna. What do you think, Bhakta Brahma? Very nice point. Yes, Bhakta Brahma will think. You please think about this more, Bhakta Brahma, and put it into your very life. Actually, yeah. It's such a good point, Prabhus, to come close to the Lord. We have to allow ourselves to be pushed by the devotee. He takes us, and we sometimes feel no. We hang in the air. You know, like someone who walks, you know, and he pushes us, and he wants to push us on a different course, but we have our conditioned nature. No, we go always to our side of the material illusionary reality. And the way this works, let us say, the most important point in this is, Prabhupada gave us the holy name, who is Krishna himself, and who is very merciful, and who helps us coming close. So Hare Krishna, please come today to the Chaitanya Leela evening. We will sing a lot. I'm a little excited because I'm doing it for the first time in my life. This will be a first. It's an ancient traditional Vaishnava way which we will do this evening. Thank you very much. We will end our little attempt to inspire you on this day of Ekadasi now by calling out happily, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol.